The Osgood File, sponsored by LifeLock. Not only guarding your identity, your good name, and your credit, but also monitoring bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection company that does that. Find out more at LifeLock.com. This is Dave Ross. The main argument for preserving traditional marriage is this.
Only a man and a woman can unite their bodies in a way that is the act that produces new life.
The Archbishop of San Francisco. But at yesterday's Supreme Court hearing, Justice Breyer pointed out,
couples that aren't gay but can't have children get married all the time.
Where it went from there, after this from Charlie. At yesterday's Supreme Court hearing, Justice Kagan posed this question to attorney Charles Cooper, who was opposing same-sex marriage.
Mr. Cooper, suppose a state said, we're not going to give marriage licenses anymore to any couple where both people are over the age of 55. Would that be constitutional?
No, Your Honor, it would not be constitutional.
So why is that different?
It is very rare that both parties are infertile.
I can just assure you, if both the woman and the man are over the age of 55, there are not a lot of children coming out of that marriage.
But Mr. Cooper had a comeback.
Very few men outlive their own fertility. The obligation of fidelity is designed to make it less likely that either party to that marriage will engage in irresponsible procreative conduct outside of that marriage.
So Mr. Cooper, in arguing what makes traditional marriage different, said the issue comes down not to reproduction, but to monogamy. Where have I heard that before?
When I think about members of my own staff who are in incredibly committed monogamous relationships, same-sex relationships, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
That would be where I heard it. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.